From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Well, happy Friday, Chiefs fans. We are back. I'm Ryan, founder of Rogue Analytics. Chris is going to be with us here in a second. He is the managing editor at LockedOnChiefs.com. Check out RogueAPC.com. The Athletic Matrix Guide is getting a lot of work right now. Should be done in the next 10 days or so, maybe a little bit sooner. And we're giving away last year's for just a dollar. So check out RogueAPC.com and see what you think of that and let us know. Only thing of note today is Kareem Hunt had some nice things to say about Pat Mahomes on Good Morning Football. Maybe check that out online. We're not going to mess around too much today, so why don't we just get to it? Here's a mailbag.
Jamal Charles Prime, Larry Johnson Prime, or Priest Holmes Prime?
Priest.
Can't argue. That was from Wit12KC. From RBTone 2981, is there a position or player that would make sense for the Chiefs to try and trade up for this year?
There's a few.
Pass rush and corner to me.
Yeah, those in particular. I don't think the guard class is worth trading for. That's a need. Obviously, we've talked about that ad nauseum this offseason. In fact, if y'all are tired of hearing me talk about guards, I apologize. But I'm going to say right now, don't trade up for one. Maybe if you really felt that you found a D-line prospect that was just above and beyond in terms of his upside. I don't know that anyone in this class truly of the interior defensive linemen are really game killers, but there are a number that have some really freakish abilities that may be able to develop, and maybe if you really liked one of them, I could see it happening. I wouldn't pull the trigger myself, though.
Maybe if you found another Chris Jones type run defender or kind of inside linebacker or interior lineman or defensive lineman, I guess is what I should say. Not necessarily interior, but defensive lineman. Next question, and we're going to go rapid fire. Mr. Crook 89. So with RotoWorld FB reporting Dez Bryant will be cut, do you think that it makes sense for the Chiefs to at least inquire about bringing in their emotional receiver? Although this cap may not work, but with the numbers, you think it would be a good slot with vet leadership? I do not like that move, mainly for cap reasons, but that's me.
I agree. He doesn't fit the bill. He's old and not a speed threat. They're looking to get athletic and young. And I don't think, A, that you can afford him, and I don't think, B, you really want him in your locker room. You remember all those times you yelled at Tony Romo on the sidelines? You don't want none of that going on with Pat Mahomes.
LG Suarez, the amount of carries Kareem Hunt had last season didn't really make sense when you think about his ability and skill. Do you think that with a new OC, the NFL's leading rusher in 2017 will get the ball more?
From your lips to God's ears, I can only hope.
Yeah. Thank you, LG, for bringing that up because that's right up Ryan's alley. I do not think he'll get the ball more, but we'll see. I think he's going to have somebody behind him that can help him a little bit more than he's had in the past. So we'll see how that works out. Lucas Murphy, 4848. Justin Houston's over-under, 12 sacks in the upcoming season.
Oof. So dependent on 5-5. That's a tough one. But I'm going to take the Terrez Paylor route, and D Ford's going to be a monster in a contract year. I think he's going to give him plenty to worry about. I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Yep. Chiefs Purple Cat, Chipotle or Qdoba? Not Smash even Burger. A question for me. Oh, don't even. We don't have Smashburger where I am. So I'm saying Qdoba. Ryan can shut up, shut his mouth. Fan in PA, trade up or stay put? If so, would you go, and who are you looking to get?
If I go, I'm looking to be at the low end of the back of the first round. You know, New England's a great idea. They're just as apt to move out as they are to do anything else. But if you can get into that range, you get yourself into the area where you could still pick up a borderline starting corner. You could pick up one of the guys that isn't really a first round quality in a pass rush, But definitely will go before you get a chance to pick in the second. So those are two interesting scenarios, I think, if you go up that high.
Yeah, I would be okay with them moving up if they find somebody that they just really think is going to be a position of need, which to me, like I said, would be corner or pass rush, but that's me. Wit 12 KC has another question. Is Demetrius Harris on the opening day roster?
Oh, you know, it's been a waiting game, right? For the Ben Watson thing.
Yeah. And I will also add this one to it from Crazy Chiefs Mom. Clive Walford for tight end two. Any good, any cap room left, any hope for the D? I kind of threw that in there because I do think that I actually do like the thought of Clive Walford. I think that would be a very good pickup for Kansas City. I liked him coming out.
Yeah, I won't argue with you. I like his athleticism. He's made a couple of big plays in big times. I think the cap is really the biggest question.
Yeah, but I don't think the cap should be that bad. He hasn't had a good year. He's going to be looking for a prove a deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, possibly.
So, second part of the question, is Demetrius Harris on the opening day roster?
I certainly hope not. There are a couple of tight ends in the draft that I think are late day two, early day three guys that I think could really bring some bang for the buck. There's even a guy, and I'll probably put him in my next mock draft, which should be out next week, folks. A guy that is a great pass catcher, didn't get a whole lot at his college. He's probably a sixth round kind of guy, but he's steadily improved through the offseason process. And he's somebody that I think he blocks very well, and I think he could grow into a tight end too as a pass catcher.
Does Ronnie Harrison fit in Sutton's defense as a replacement for Ron Parker?
Ronnie Harrison can do anything. I mean, he's not the flashy Minka. He's not Derwin James, but man, he is a good all around safety. And right now, in as far as I can tell, the Chiefs have one safety for certain. I like Eric Murray, and I hope that he, if given a chance of free safety, can make that conversion. But I see no reason why you would stray away from Harrison.
Okay, and then Kaviga KC, what's the stat line in Alex Smith Redskins QB in 18, better or worse than Mahomes in 18?
Oh, man, that's tough. Alex Smith is still going to be Alex Smith. He's not going to turn the ball over, but he doesn't have Tariq Hill. So the yardage and the touchdowns that you get from a playmaker like that are not going to be there. I think he's got some interesting things in Washington, but I got to say, it's going to be really close. Maybe the yardage is in Mahomes' favor, but clearly the interceptions will be in Smith's.
Kenny with the Coke, y'all think they made sure they got Fuller because they knew they weren't bringing 22 back. I think that's an absolute. I think that they knew after the season was over, and I think that maybe even late last season they knew that they weren't bringing Marcus Peters back.
I have to agree.
NJ Chiefs MG, would you trade Kareem Hunt for Saquon Barkley? I'm well aware this will never happen, but just curious.
I'm going to see what you think.
Probably not, but I don't know Barkley well enough to be sure on that completely.
Barkley's a great back. He's going to be impactful, but I like Kareem Hunt's style. I think Kareem Hunt's better between the tackles. I think Barkley's better outside. He's a better passing threat, I think, just because of his top end speed, and he's a little more slippery. But I mean, if everybody else on the roster got hurt, like you saw with Spencer Ware, and they're bringing extra backs in, if you need one guy to do it all, I'll take Hunt.
And that actually leads us great into this next question from MAU5 Taylor West on his way out with the Williams signing.
I don't necessarily think so. We talked about it the other day, and they're very, very similar in their production last season. But that doesn't mean that they can't coexist, share time. I think what it probably means is that maybe Spencer Ware isn't 100% back, and you're going to see West and Williams subbing for third downs or trying to give a little bit of a rest to Hunt.
We've already kind of talked about, he had another question about tight end two, kind of already talked about that. DePrice.
Let's do a voicemail then.
Well, hold on. One last question. DePrice okay. is right. How do you think the Chiefs offseason compares to their division rivals? Obviously pre-draft, but.
Right. I don't know. I'll take the Chiefs offseason over the Broncos. I think the Chargers have done a couple of little things, but they haven't really had a big, huge splash. The Raiders are clearly in a makeover. A lot of people are criticizing John Gruden. I hear a lot of people on a lot of podcasts that are a lot younger than me saying, this old man who's been out of the game for 10 years doesn't know what he's doing, and he's making his roster older. Yeah, let's see what happens come October.
Yeah, I would take the Chiefs offseason so far over definitely Denver and definitely Oakland at this point, even though they've made a lot of moves. I don't believe in Gruden. I understand you do. I don't until I see fruits of his labor. And because what we've seen generally from a lot of teams in the past is when you get older, you get worse. You don't get better. Yes, you may be able to bring in some great players that are older, but generally that's not beneficial for your team. And they're paying a lot of older guys a lot of money. So when they have the ability, especially with Gruden, to go young and get a lot better that direction, I would think that would be better fit for them. But we will see.
I guess. All right. Why don't we shift gears? Let's do a voicemail, and then we'll go back to the questions.
Look, if you guys tweet and tell me to call in, I'm going to do it. So it's Conahan out to California again. A linebacker that we signed from the Cowboys. So question, will he be a three-down back? Because a lot of times I keep hearing that Reggie Ragland is just a first and second down back. So are we looking at him as a possible DJ replacement? And then secondly, looks like Demetrius Harris got himself into a little bit of trouble. Not quite Sean Smith trouble, but possible suspension. Do you think we might cut him? I mean, what are your thoughts? You know, let us know because I'm curious. Out.
All right, Ms. Carnahan. Appreciate the question as always. And here's the thing.
Let's touch on Harrison.
You want to touch on Harrison?
Yeah. Okay. He got in trouble a long time ago. I don't think there's really any effect that's going to happen with him right now on his contract, unless they replace him with somebody else. And they may very well do that, but I don't think it's going to be related to his, issues on the field or issues off the field. Sorry. But that's my own personal opinion, obviously.
And it looks like that's the way it's going. Otherwise they would have brought somebody in by now. If something happens with Wofford, we'll know the answer there pretty quick. As far as the LBs go, you can't replace DJ. DJ can man cover. He can take backs. He can take tight ends. You know, he was a man guy. I don't think Hitchens is, although Andy Reid seems to think that he is. I think what we're going to see is they're going to make a hard push to run the nickel defense with both Reggie Ragland and Hitchens on the field.
Which is great.
Whether they stick with it. Right, yeah. And if it works, more power to them, especially if they adapt the defense so that those two are predominantly in zones, not having to take man matchups. That's where I think both of them get in trouble. I think Reggie Ragland's perfectly capable of dropping into zones as well. So if they can do that, more power for them. Whether that works or not, we're going to see in the first couple of games. And if they have to go away from that, if you see safeties lining up there with one linebacker on the field, then you know what's gone on. And I think it may be a mix and match thing all season long.
Yeah, I think Hitchens is your three-down guy. And that's certainly where Kansas City sees him playing is three downs. A really interesting comment from Andy Reid. In his talk at the owners' meetings was that Bob likes to play a lot of 4-3 type concepts in a 3-4 defense because there's questions whether or not Kansas City was going to go to a 4-3. I don't think they have the pieces for a 4-3 personally. I think that wastes several different players' talents that they specifically have right now. But regardless, I do think the Hitchens and Ragland being on the field at the same time is going to be a good situation for Kansas City. If they can make that work, that makes them that very much better against the run in that nickel look.
Well, and here's the thing. Being better against the run gets you in situations that maybe make third down a little bit more troublesome, because if they can play the run well, you're looking at third and eight instead of what has been third and four.
Right.
So I like that aspect, although then when you're getting linebackers that have to drop 8-10 yards on third down, then you're getting a little iffier. So it's going to be a yin-yang thing.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be something that's going to benefit the defense long-term, because they obviously struggled on the ground or defending against the run last year. So I think that this is a step in the right direction.
I do not disagree. Stop that run.
And do we have another phone call?
Yeah, we have a couple here. We can mix and match, but let's have another one.
Hey, guys. I got a quick question for you. So with the Chiefs signing Sammy Watkins here and then also Anthony Hitchens, what I'm looking at is I think they're kind of throwing their hat in the – they don't know what they've kind of got for the 2018 season. So, you know, they're giving Pat Mahomes every chance to succeed and setting him up for success. But I really think – and this is kind of my overall take, and just kind of want your opinion on it – is that – I think that they're going for more of a see what they've got in 2018, and if they can compete, great. But if not, they're not too worried about it, but they're really just seeing what they can have with Pat Mahomes. And then knowing that in 2019, they've got their first round and then the 2 second rounders and then whatever compensation they're going to get for the Albert Wilson being signed away, as far as a pick in that regard. So, I didn't know if you guys had a take on that. That's kind of my thought process. Keep up the good work. I appreciate you guys, you know, putting up the stuff every week. So, have a good one.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Chris, what's your impression of what they're doing for Mahomes?
Well, I think they're trying to give him as much, help as they can possibly give him. And I think that's a great situation for a young QB. And I think Mahomes is already in a great situation to begin with, because Andy Reid, in my mind, is still one of the best QB coaches in the NFL. And he got a chance to learn from a fantastic pro in Alex Smith last season. That cannot be understated. That cannot be overstated enough. How big that I think that really was for him as well. And Chad Henne, although he's gets a little, or he is going to get people that aren't going to like him. I get that. But I think he's going to be great for Pat Mahomes and helping him as well. So I think that's a great situation for him. And that's not even taking into account the weapons he has to actually throw the ball to. I really do think Kansas City is going to be in a very good situation this season on offense. I've kind of been thinking for the past couple of weeks after seeing all these moves, that they are looking at maybe 2019 as really being their year. They may try to be good in 2018, but my biggest concern is the defense. I just don't know that they're going to have enough that they can rebuild it in one season.
And that may be fair. And I would say you guys are both probably on the right track. I feel like it's a little bit more desperate than that. And desperate is not even the right word. A little more anxious. I think what Brett Veach sees is exactly what I'm concerned about, is you have this, you know, 4-year contract plus the option to have that rookie salary, to have a star quarterback or the makings of a star quarterback at a cheap, cheap salary. And I think, like you said, giving him all the weapons, and if you can get there, great. I think it's a little more pronounced than that, because you don't want to waste a year on that rookie contract for Pat Mahomes. So I think he's trying to do as much to get the most right now without having to sell the future. You know what I mean? He's not going out and signing contracts that are going to hurt them later. But in the meantime, he's trying to do everything he can on both sides of the ball, I think. I think this draft is going to be heavy on the defense. I think that's going to be, hey, let's get as much as we can get right now to fix our problems and be competitive in 18 and see what the kid has.
Well, and I'm not saying they can't be competitive, but my issue is that if you really wanted to maximize his value, per se, you would have started him last year. I get where you're coming from, that they don't want to waste a rookie year, and I completely agree they don't want to. But in my mind, if that was the biggest concern, they would have already done it. They would have already started him last year. Yes, it would have been a horrible and tough sell to the fan base, but I just think that they're going to realize that, you know, he's going to need a year to start before he's really going to be the potential superstar that we think he could be. And I think he could take 2 years to get to a point where he's, you know, one of the top five QBs in the NFL. But time will tell on that.
Yep. We got one more voicemail. Let's hit that before we finish up with some questions. And folks, really appreciate it. We got a ton of questions. We couldn't even keep up. So if you didn't get your question answered by the time this show is over, make sure, send it again. We will get back to it next time we do this in another couple weeks. But here is our last voicemail.
Does it make sense for the Chiefs to get Orlando Scandrick?
Well, that was short and sweet. Scandrick's a tough one. Do you really want him out there on an island playing by his lonesome, taking chances? I don't know. What's your impression?
I can't remember the age. I wouldn't think so. I think he's an older corner, so I wouldn't want to go that route. But, you know, they might not have a choice if they can't find a corner in the draft. They may have to sign a veteran to come in because obviously they're not going to bring back, you know, Mitchell's gone and Gaines is pretty much gone too. So I think he signed somewhere actually, or maybe he's just visiting Buffalo. And I know a lot of fans don't want him back regardless, but yeah, I don't know that they're going to have much of a choice if they can't find a CB that they really like in the draft. And, you know, to have a guy that's going to step in and be somebody that can really play week one, you'd have to get them early, and good luck on that one.
Yeah, it may be tough, although I will say the corner class is pretty deep. There are going to be guys at 54 that are going to be viable on day one. I have a couple that I will run down as we get close to the draft. But you have a good point. A veteran is a veteran. Played 11 games last year. Scandrick is, I don't know, I never thought of him as a press guy. He can play some man. I think at this point in his career, 10-year veteran, I think that he's probably better off in a team that's going to play more zone. And if David Amerson's comments to Terrez Paylor that he's looking to play 90% press, if that's got any validity to it whatsoever, then I don't think Scandrick's the right fit.
Can't disagree. If that, you know, if they're going to press as much as they're intending on pressing, as much as Amerson is saying they're going to, then yeah, he doesn't fit this defense.
If you missed our talk with Willie Rofe, make sure you go back to yesterday's show. Well, that's the end of our questions for this week. We really appreciate you guys sending all these things in. It's been great talking about it. Keep sending them. Hit those reviews and those ratings on iTunes as well, and we will keep getting back to
you. And we really appreciate
if you missed the voice.
We really appreciate all of those iTunes reviews. We will be getting to those, I believe, next week.
Knock on wood. And if you missed the voicemail line, it's 913-777-4457. Give us a ring. Let us know what you think. Ask a question, whatever you like. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you listening. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review. And reach out to us on Twitter, at Ryan Treacy NFL and at Chris Clark NFL. We'll talk to you next time.